Hey there, Facebook family. This is Pastor Angel from the Ministry Love, Power, and Grace, and I want to share with you a few thoughts today about guilt. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:13, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. God is always ready to give you another chance. That's what God is all about. That is a piece of information that you need to take with you to the grave. God is more than willing to give you another chance. We've all been irresponsible in our lives. We've all screwed things up from time to time. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 7:20, not a single person on earth is always good and never sins, end of quote. God doesn't want you living with a heavy guilt trip about all the irresponsibilities in your life, all the mistakes you've made in your life. Guilt destroys your confidence. It damages your relationship, it keeps you stuck in the past, and it even hurts your health. As a matter of fact, I remember reading several years back that 70% of the people that are currently in the hospital could leave if they knew how to resolve guilt in their lives. Guilt can be a very destructive emotion in the life of anybody. God wants far better for your life than that. You don't want to live with guilt. And here's an important thing that I want you to remember. You don't have to. We choose to live with guilt, but you don't have to live with guilt. God wants you to live with a sense of promise and hope. God can bring good things. Out of all the stupid decisions that we make in our lives on a daily basis, God can bring good out of them. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I believe that we need to learn to do is that we need to turn our failures over to God. How do you do that? Admit to God you've made a mistake. It doesn't surprise him, and it won't change his perception about you. I hope you'll take the steps that I'm going to share with you, because if you do, here's what you can expect God to do in your life. Number one, God forgives instantly. It doesn't take weeks, or it doesn't take months or years for God to forgive so that you can get rid of the guilt. The very moment you admit your sin to God, that very moment God is capable of forgiving you of your sins. Number two, God forgives freely. It doesn't cost you a penny, even though it cost him the life of his son on Calvary. He gives it to you freely. You don't need to earn it, and you're never going to reach a point in your life where you can honestly say, I deserve to be forgiven, because you don't. Number three, God forgives completely. He wipes your sin absolutely clean. He doesn't leave a trace of your sin. And once your sins have been forgiven in that fashion, guilt has nowhere to hide in your life. If you are loaded with guilt and shame, you're likely to perpetuate whatever problem you have. You've told yourself so many times you blew it, you're bad, you're no good, you don't deserve the mercy and the grace of God, and since you're bad, you believe you're going to blow it again. And it becomes a nasty cycle in the life of the believer. And sometimes we don't even know how in the world we can escape that cycle. You can't do it on your own. You need the power of God. You need a Savior. You need a friend. And His name is Jesus. He can give you the ability to break that cycle of guilt in your life, because as long as you're dealing with the weight of guilt, you're going to be a paralyzed individual. Doing things, having prosperous relationships, having a great time in the Lord is going to be virtually impossible. But God can break that cycle in your life. Admit it to Him. The Bible says very clearly, as I said at the beginning, Proverbs 28:13, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. God wants to give you that second, third, fourth, fifth chance in your life, but you've got to be willing to say, Lord, I blew it, I screwed things up, I made mistakes, forgive my sins. Once again, Pastor Angel saying God bless, take care. Keep us in prayer for that Wednesday service that we're having. Yesterday we had a packed house. Everyone is coming out to learn the Word of God. Keep us in prayer, and we will also pray for you. God bless and take care. Until next time.